woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. Congratulations.
Yay.
You did it.
Oh, feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
-7 right now. Going to go up to -2 this afternoon. We're expecting flurries all throughout the morning, so it is going to be a slippery drive. And some of the, I do want to shout out again, the plows and the salt trucks that have been
out
all night long. Thank you for what you've been doing. The roads are clear, but they are slick, so you got to take it easy going in. I was driving around last night, and I was on Kingston Road, and somebody took a, what I like to call a surprise left. So when it's a green light, and then they get to the green light and they go, now I'm going to put my signal on and stop. And I had to, you know when you have to push the brake so hard with your foot that you're almost standing in your car?
Yeah.
And I was doing that because I've got, I don't know if you know this, but I got a pickup truck.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I can't stand in my car.
A lot of metalist stuff.
And it wasn't stopping.
Yeah.
And it wasn't stopping, and we're getting closer and closer and closer. And you know how the world sort of slows down. So I pulled the steering wheel as hard as I could to the right and just missed him. And I'm talking less than an inch, and had to not move until he went driving. No acknowledgement, no wave, nothing.
Some people
had no idea.
Are just floating through life without an understanding that their actions affect others.
Well, I think,
and it's my number one pet peeve on this planet.
I think he just didn't know, right? He just didn't think about it.
Stupid.
So, when you're driving today, just take it easy.
It's kind of a hot story, Adam.
Is it?
Yeah. And then I stood up and I collected myself and I kept going in my truck.
I lit a cigarette.
Meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
New study came out about how much people love their dogs, and there's some numbers on this survey that just make me laugh. 47% of people have canceled plans to stay in with their dog, and 61% of people like their dog more than some people that they know.
Jax is smiling.
I love Reggie, and Reggie over everyone. Okay?
Jax, what's up with you?
All right, quickly, who is one album? Who's one artist that you'd like to see an album from this year? Adam.
Drake.
Okay, TJ.
Stole my answer, so I'll say another one for the weekend.
All right, producer Jesse.
Travis Scott.
Good answer.
Don't worry, because Ed Sheeran may be putting out an album later this year. He teased yesterday.
I thought he was taking a break.
No,
it's probably been about a year and a bit.
Yeah, I think it's time for him to reemerge. Yeah, he celebrated his 30th birthday yesterday.
Is it though? He just released a single. Take a break,
guys. Wedding season is upon
us.
I know.
Ed needs to put out his yearly song that everyone has at their wedding.
New Ed could be coming.
Okay. All right. Producer Jesse.
So at 9 o'clock this week, we've been playing this little game where I give an artist name and then you guys guess one of the songs.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about names. And Adam, you mentioned this yesterday. Should we call it, Are You Smarter Than a Radio Host?
Oh.
Or is that too cheesy?
That might be a little cheesy.
I like it.
We do have a little quiz at 9 o'clock.
Wouldn't it be cheesy?
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's very on brand for us.
Well, if you got a better name, feel free to text it to us at 999.
Don't do that.
No, I'm serious. I wasn't being facetious. Please do, because we need some help. Yeah. But come join us at 9 o'clock for a quiz that nobody wins.
Come join us.
And when TJ loses, it's super fun.
Hey! Oh, yeah, TJ didn't lose yesterday, did he?
It's going to ruin the weekend.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Would you be mad if an artist won a Grammy for a song or an album, re-recorded it, it sounded very similar, resubmitted it, and then won another Grammy for it?
Ooh.
I don't think that's fair, no.
Okay.
Just because we live in the time of outrage about things that don't, I'm going to be outraged.
You're going to be outraged?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah, okay. I'll be out protesting.
Now, if the artist in question is Taylor Swift, are you even more apt to be a little bit upset?
She has kind of an interesting situation when it comes to that. She had to re-record her songs, right?
She did. So here's the thing. Current guidelines say that she would, it's considered a new performance on an album. So she would be able to resubmit her albums, the ones that she's re-recording because of Scooter Braun, for the Grammys. Now, she wouldn't be eligible for songwriting awards.
Okay.
So, because that's already been done. Same song, same writers. But essentially, if you're covering your own music, you can submit that for Grammys. Now, people are saying, well, she's definitely going to do this. Nobody actually knows.
Yeah.
And I doubt it.
Have you guys ever won something that you're not going to brag about? For example, like, have you ever beaten your really young cousins at a game of Monopoly? Like, you don't brag about
it. Yeah.
But you're still going to win, so you still win.
Right.
That's probably what she's going to do if she submits for these Grammys. Like, yeah, she'll win the Grammys, but they're not going to be at the front of her display case in her home.
I want to say that she's just going to let it be because she's already won 10 Grammys.
Right.
That's how many she has, 10. But it's also Taylor Swift, and she's extremely competitive and sometimes, like, petty in a good way, so I like that. I think she's going to...
Now, if you were her, would you resubmit?
Yeah.
Really?
I would do anything that I can just to rub everything in Scooter's face if I were her. Yeah. If I were her, okay. I would be doing everything I can. Yeah.
That's a good
and rightfully so.
Personal vendetta-wise, make a lot of sense when you put it that way. I was saying beforehand, there's no way she would do that. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I would do it, too.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is going to announce reopening plans today. Mm-hmm. Ontario Health Minister Christine Elliott has announced that Toronto, York Region, Peel Region, and North Bay Parry Sound will learn the result of the Cabinet's reopening decision. Each region is currently still under a stay-at-home order and is awaiting word on what color zone they can expect to move into when the lockdown restrictions are lifted, so we'll keep you posted on that. Science has figured out why one funky experience can put you off a single food for life. I, for my entire life, have not liked scalloped potatoes because I ate them one time and they tasted weird. And I understand that scalloped potatoes are delicious, and I get that.
Covered in cheese.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is, man.
It's weird.
Anyway, using sugar-loving snails as models, researchers believe these bad experiences could be causing a switch in our brains which impacts our future eating habits. So they train the snails to associate sugar with a negative experience, a gentle tap on the head. And they found that negative experiences were actually causing a switch in their little snail brains.
Oh.
So they're now extrapolating that to humans, being like, well, humans are basically snails and will feel the same way about food.
What's yours?
I don't know.
Mine's tuna. Yeah.
Really?
Tuna from a can.
Really?
Yeah, I used to love tuna sandwiches. And then one day, it was my birthday, and I went into work after eating one, and I started sweating. And my boss said to me, she's like, you don't look well. And I said, I don't feel well. And she said, okay, well, why don't you go home?
Yeah.
And I spent the rest of the night in the bathroom. And I have never been able to. I tried to eat it once, and same result. And I can't, for whatever reason.
You can't do it again.
Can't do it again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Really go for it. Tuna sandwich.
I love tuna. That's gonna
really. I loved it. I was so upset.
Hey guys, shout out to Justin Bieber.
Hey.
Has the most viewed live stream in TikTok history, which honestly means very little at this point because the app is like 2 days old. His Valentine's Day partnership with TikTok for a full length live performance of Journals live from the Drew House had more than 4 million unique views, meaning 4 million different devices were watching it. The event was TikTok's first ever full-length single artist live performance, and it was the most viewed live stream in TikTok history.
I wonder if only 4 million seems low, doesn't
it? Yeah, but there's probably million? How many users are on TikTok?
Probably a lot.
Oh, yeah.
4 million seems low, but you know what, to be fun, I forgot that he was even doing it.
Okay, 680 million.
Yeah, there's so many people.
4
million's
low. 4 million's low.
Yeah.
I think
he underperformed.
But although, okay, I'll be honest with you. When you're on TikTok, do you ever go and watch any of the live stream? Because I don't.
No, whenever you get like the notification that like somebody you follow is live, I never ever look. Yeah. But like sometimes it acts, I wonder too, because sometimes when you're scrolling, it'll just show you whether you like it or not who's live. So I wonder how many people actually were watching live.
I think though for it to activate, like you have to literally click it.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. But good theory. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jax said something very interesting when she walked in this morning. And it would be, we would be remiss if we didn't bring it up.
Okay.
What are you doing to me?
So Jax came in and she, I think for the first time in my life, I was like, that is my Nana speaking. Because she was like, I am driving all over the city and I can't get people to stop honking at me.
What? I did say this.
I cannot get them to stop. What is it? So Jackson, you want to explain what's going on?
What was your qualm?
My qualm is that people are being very agitated with each other on the roads, and I am nervous with the snow, and I may be driving quite slow.
So tell what happened this morning.
Someone behind me, I was an enemy of theirs, and they honked at me at every single stoplight because I was going too slow.
Maybe they're a fan of the show, and they recognized you in your little Jetta.
I was like...
So they honked you at every stop. How long is this going for?
From, like, Ossington to Spadina.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's at least 4 or 5.
I was... Okay, the streetcar tracks are slippery, and I was going a little bit slow.
Okay. Sometimes, and I say this with love,
yeah.
You do get into your little Jack's world and you don't notice the world around you. So is there a chance that maybe you did something kind of silly while driving and this person is upset?
I was signaling. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
All right, we're asking.
I was listening to my house music.
Yeah, she's got like Betty Benassi. Ripping it every morning. So here it is. I think that the sentence that did it for me, the sentence that did it for me this morning, which Jax has yet to repeat because I think she's embarrassed by
it. I am.
Is she said, we are all in this together.
Oh, yeah.
That's not, I just wish, listen, we got snow, we got a pandemic, the world is dark. I just wish people would be kinder to each other, okay? Yeah. God.
Like, which translates to, I wish people would just let me be.
Yeah.
Don't bother me. I'm going to go as slow as
don't
I want.
Don't honk at me. I'm trying my best.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what that translates.
That's what that is.
So if you see a little white Volkswagen, just know it might
leave
be Jax.
Yeah.
Don't be bitter.
No, no, lean on the horn.
Oh, yeah.
Start doing that.
No, no.
I just can't get people to stop beeping at me. It couldn't be me, though.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
You can send in your love questions at 999virginradio.ca, or you can DM us anytime you want. We will have Jax answer them. And then you could kind of weigh in as well. Now, producer Jesse, what do we got with this story?
This is from, she wants a fake name, so I'm going to call her Lily.
Ooh.
Lily
says, I want to take my ex back. We were together for 2 years, and then the pandemic kind of broke us up over the summer because we started spending a lot of time together, and we began fighting about every little thing. But we started talking again last month, and I really think the breakup has made him a kinder person. Mm-hmm. I miss him, and I want to take him back, but my best friend keeps telling me when it's over, it's over, and that I need to move on. Can you give me some guidance, Jax?
I think that there's only one way it could work out if you do take them back. And that's one thing that you have is time. There's been a little bit of time apart. Also, growing through therapy. Mm-hmm. And communication. I see a lot of exes who get back together and are like, all right, let's get back together and give it 100%. It never works out that way. You actually have to really, really, really work on it. I think that some exes can successfully get back together. Yeah. If this is something that you want to do, I mean, you do have a 2-year history. Like, it's a pretty beautiful thing. Maybe it's worth a shot, but take things slow, Lily. Slow.
Sometimes, after a rupture, things can be stronger than before.
Yeah.
So I actually agree with Jax. Yeah. As long as there's open communication about what you need and there's a willingness to grow, I say do it.
Also, it's not going to be easy. I'll say it that way.
No.
Hard work.
Plus, you had time to kiss others, so you're fine.
Uh-oh, here we go.
No.
Here we go.
Really?
No. Flat out no. You know what I didn't hear in that email?
What?
He's gone to therapy. I've gone to therapy. We've worked on ourselves. Nothing. It's just some time happened. Here's the thing about people.
Well,
if you don't change, you haven't changed.
Right.
And the issues that were there before are still there now. So here's I'm going to throw it out there, okay? Let me throw it out there. I want to hear from people that got together or that broke up and then got back together successfully.
Yeah.
What did you do? And I'm going to bet you that 99.9% of them didn't say, well, the same exact thing as last time.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
Hit us up. 416-872-9999 or 999 to text.
Virgin Mornings with Jax, the love guru.
Do you take someone back after a few months? Producer Jesse, read the email one more time.
Lily and her boyfriend of 2 years broke up over the summer, but then they began talking again last month, and she wants to know if it's a good idea to take him back.
I think if you take it really slow and if you are willing to put the hard work that it's going to require into that, then I would say give it maybe a shot. I would suggest maybe a little bit more time elapsing because sometimes you do need a little bit more time to grow. But if it feels right, it feels right. Go for it, girl.
TJ agreed with you. I was like, what have they done that's changed anything? The same results will be the same results. You keep doing the same thing, you get the same results. Right?
But I don't know how much work they've done, nor do you.
They shouldn't. She would have said something.
She probably would have said something.
Well, she said
everybody who goes to therapy is like, I went to therapy.
Yeah, true.
So,
it's like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
All right, now, what are the text messages saying? Are they agreeing with
you? Adam, did you consider this text from the 647? Yes, look at Pink and Carrie Hart. They got divorced and then got back together.
Yeah.
You never think about Pink. This has been my number one qualm with you since the show started is how little
Stop
you
it.
Think about Pink.
It's great.
You know what? And she's awesome. I love
her. I love her.
Someone from the 905 said, I agree with Adam, but he and I are both single, so maybe we should listen to Jackson TJ.
No, let's not focus on the results.
For the 416, I broke up with my ex when I was 23. We got back together when I was 29. Now I am tiring, 32, and
probably
we are happily
turning.
That's probably what that means.
Can we start that sentence again?
Go ahead, Teach.
Do we have to?
Yeah, no, let's start that sentence again. All right, so she's what?
Read the text.
I broke up with my ex when I was 23.
Ah.
We got back together when I was 29. Now I am turning 32, and we are happily married.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, it seems like that works, and it sounds like that's a success.
Yeah, but we're not talking about 6 years. And you know that the gap between 23 and 29 in terms of maturity is
massive,
huge.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about this one? My partner and I dated for 2 months, broke up for 3 weeks, and then got back together. We have now been together 6 years and happily married. Trust your gut. Don't listen to what others say unless they're Jackson or I. And only you know what's right for you.
I will say, though, that's kind of different. Like, the very beginnings of the relationship, like, mm-hmm. 2 months, yeah. I mean, like,
well,
you can kind of do a reset that
here's
early.
Here's the thing. It's never that you wish people ill. It's that you just want, it's like, okay, like, if you had those issues, what makes you think that the issues won't still be there?
No, I think you wish them ill, and I think for some reason you want to date this girl, and you're just trying to sabotage the relationship. That's what I think. You pig.
Just be good and move on and be healthy, guys, okay?
There you go.
Love Guru always turns into this.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, at some point today, Ontario is going to announce reopening plans. Ontario Health Minister Christine Elliott said that Toronto, York Region, Peel Region, and North Bay, Parry Sound will learn the results of the Cabinet's reopening decision. Each region is currently still under stay-at-home orders and is awaiting word on what color zone they can expect to move into when the lockdown restrictions are lifted. Mm-hmm. A Toronto sleep expert has the secret to stop you from doom scrolling all night. You know, where you just sit on your phone and you just can't stop and you can't sleep from it. Well, Lana McGinn, the founder and lead sleep expert at Goodnight Sleep Site, said that she's seen a rise in sleeping struggles since the pandemic began. She advises avoiding the news right before bed, as the headlines can be pretty stress-inducing. Also advising that setting boundaries around tech, meaning anything from disconnecting from your phone for like an hour before bed, can really, really help. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you're just staying away from all the clutter. And she encourages people to create a sleep sanctuary by keeping things cool, dark, and quiet.
Like a little cave.
Yep. Also, making a list before you go to bed is good to get the thoughts out of your brain so your brain doesn't spiral about what you have to do the next day, and just little things that can help you sleep.
Cute. All right.
During these, dare I say it?
Don't say it.
Stop it.
Unprecedented times.
Stop.
Guys, where were you when history happened yesterday? Because NASA's Perseverance rover has officially landed on Mars.
Oh, good. You're talking about space again.
Loving space.
So what excited. Does that mean for the world,
it
TJ?
It means... the space agency's six-wheel robots first embarked on the trip 7 months ago. You might remember in the summer it launched. It created its...
How could I forget?
Fish. Yeah, I loved it.
You might remember. You might not, too.
The landing was a little bit precarious, but it did land, and now it's going to begin looking for ancient signs of life. Mm. They said Perseverance has been tasked with searching for telltale signs that microbial life may have lived on Mars billions of years ago. Now, what's cool about the Perseverance rover is producer Jesse, in one of the coolest birthday gifts I've ever gotten in my life, got my name onto this rover. So I guess NASA was doing this thing where you could sign up and they would randomly draw names and then they would be like imprinted into the computer aboard the rover. So, ergo, if the Mars rover discovers microbial ancient life, my name will forever be associated with discovering aliens. You're welcome, planet Earth.
You know what I love about the rovers is the fact that like it's like maybe this time. No.
You know what? When they discover our alien overlords on Mars... Mm-hmm. And they read my name on the list, and they go, you know what? I like this TJ guy. He can come work for Virgin Radio Mars. You guys are going to be left behind in my stardust. How about that?
Yeah. I stopped listening. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I'm happy that they landed.
Space is neat.
Everybody's safe and sound.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the new game that we're officially calling How Mad Will TJ Get From Now On? Now, it is actually a quiz game for all of us to play in, Jax, myself, you, and TJ. And basically, it has to do with music. It's a little bit of music trivia. And I just want to say, TJ actually won yesterday.
I sure did.
He was awfully nice after that, wasn't he?
No, I was not.
So, I love winning, but I hate losing.
You get saucy.
I hate losing more than I love winning.
Extremely competitive. Yeah. So we want you to play along at home. Text your answers into 999999 in honor system. If you beat one of us, we want to know. We want to know your name. All right, now,
Producer Jesse.
Oh God.
Yes.
Hit us with that first first question. What's the category?
So I'm gonna give you the name of an artist,
okay,
and you have to tell me their first song to go number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
What? The Hot 100's a tough chart
yeah.
to do. Okay.
So the first artist is The Weeknd. He has a few number one hits. What was his first one to go number one?
House of Balloons.
Jax, your first up?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. The one from 50 Shades of Grey. Earned It. I'm going to go with that. Earned It.
Oh.
I think it was earlier.
I'm going to say I Can't Feel My Face.
I am also going to say Earned It. Because I think that movie soundtrack was enormous. That and that Ellie Goulding song. Producer Jesse.
The correct answer is The Hills.
Oh,
it went number one.
The Hills?
Yes.
Was
this was the first track to ever go number one in the Hot 100 for The Weeknd was
song
The Hills.
Is so hot. It's so hot.
This, wow.
Right here. I only called
you when it's hot. You know that scream is actually from the movie The Hills Have Eyes.
Really?
That's yeah. They sampled that from you.
That's pretty cool. All right.
Fun
right.
fact. No, didn't get a point, but I have a fact.
Zeros for all of us.
Yeah,
but you're fine
floor.
Because we didn't get points, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Next artist. Taylor Swift. A favorite in the room. What was her first song to go number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
I don't know. I didn't like her till Style, so I'm straight up. Oh, no.
I got this one.
Ooh.
I'm very confident in my answer.
Teardrops on My Guitar.
TJ?
You Belong With Me.
I'm going to say Tim McGraw. The Tim McGraw Thing.
The correct answer is... We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Favorite song,
Adam.
I love you.
No way. I'm upset. I thought the Tim McGraw song thing was
this was her first song. Until she went pop, she didn't go number one.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess when you put it like that makes sense, but damn.
This was about Harry Styles, wasn't it?
I don't know.
This one I thought was about Harry Styles.
Warm, yeah.
Was this the Red Album?
Or no, that's I Knew You Were Trouble. That was Harry Styles. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
The Billboard chart is hard.
Yeah. Well, we're bad. Also.
Oh, no, I've been bad all week at this game. Don't worry. Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
Next up, Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
He has a number one song. What was the first one to go number
Something
one
big.
On the Hot 100? TJ?
What was his first song, the ballad? What was it called?
I'm not helping you. Don't look at me.
May I Google it?
No.
You can Google it.
I think the song you're talking about is Life of the Party, right?
Life of the Party, okay. Yes. Thank you, Adam.
Or as Sean likes to pronounce it, Life of the Patty. He doesn't pronounce R's. I don't know if you know that about Sean Mendes' music, but there's no R's ever pronounced ever. Now, I'm going to say In My Blood. I don't think Life of the Party I don't think Something Big went that big. I think they were the rise up song. I think it's going to be In My Blood.
Oh, you guys are bad at this game.
Are we what? Over?
Señorita.
What?
Adam. Not the hands again.
The wrong button, okay?
Wow.
What?
All right.
Know,
so,
yeah, he also sings on this. So.
Hey, can we do an easier game?
Yeah.
No, I like this.
This game sticks.
All right. Final artist.
Okay.
Final one.
We're going to cue up that song and not play
the Hills again.
All right.
Katy Perry. She has a lot of number one hits. What was her first one?
Firework.
I Kissed a Girl.
Hot and Cold.
We have a winner. Play it, Adam.
Wow.
I want you guys to understand how sweaty I get during these games. Like, I'm trying my best to sound nice.
I think we're all thrilled that TJ won because
it would be a dark morning.
It would have been. We've got it still at like an hour 45 left in this show.
It would have been
in the studio.
It would have
been bad. Speak to you guys for the whole weekend.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are we yay or nay on sex playlists?
Yay.
You're yay.
Yeah.
TJ, are you yay?
I'm a nay.
Why?
You're a nay.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
Why? Because making love to TJ is all the
That's
music.
Right. I want you to hear me breathing.
Don't do that.
Me trying to catch my breath.
See, I hate to be this guy, but I'm not against it. I just don't have one.
Yeah.
So
Spotify has many ones.
So here's what I'm asking is there's an article about this, and somebody kind of dives deep on it. It's from a website called Inside Hook, and they're like, hey, from what I've gathered, anti-sex playlist sentiment is rooted in two main schools of thought. According to one, the playlist is a telltale sign of promiscuity.
Oh.
Okay.
Whoa.
This could be the belief, obviously, that people, you know, have sex at every possible possibility. And if they have this playlist ready to go, it means they're doing it a lot with a lot of different people and you can't trust them. On the other hand, those who are against it also think that a sex playlist specifically that guys have is trying too hard.
Interesting. See, I don't fall in either of those camps. It just never
occurred to you.
I don't need background noise. You know?
Really?
No.
I'm so in the moment and focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Is that weird?
So
see, I had, yeah.
The hollow sounds of a loft.
I think I had one, yeah. one girl I went home with had one.
Yeah.
And she said it was because she wanted her roommate not to hear what was going on.
Yeah, fair.
And I was like, I'm sitting there like,
you
live
alone.
But, yeah, but also, well, no, she didn't live alone, but I was also like, you also do have a sex playlist. Like, yeah. It does still exist, but she was embarrassed about it. I don't know if you should be. So here's the question. If you did put one together,
yeah,
what would be on it?
Oh, I know exactly what would be on mine.
Okay, so okay, you've sent this to me, correct?
Yeah, I have two songs.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning when things are heating up.
Oh,
what? Jesse's laughing because it's gonna be something.
No, it's not.
Gonna
be good. It's gonna be good. All right. So this is the heat up. This is the. You've just started kissing with TJ on the couch for the first time. All right, here we go. Hang on, I pressed the wrong thing. Here we go.
Oh, it didn't queue up.
Oh,
it's right after 2:28.
2:28. All right, here we go.
Oh, this song is really hot.
Right.
It's after hours from the weekend.
Shivers.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I have one of my candles burning. It's a three-wick. Things are going well.
It's a three-wick.
And you
get
know,
out of here.
After you know, we've been making out and things have been hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
And things progress.
Oh,
to
here we go.
My yeah. second
here
song.
Here we go.
Which is this one.
Ew, TJ. I knew you couldn't be serious. I knew you couldn't.
Skip to 53 seconds, please, Adam.
Oh, but if this, okay, fine.
Do you guys know the song?
No, it's...
It's the perfect message.
I mean,
says
that,
it all, doesn't
that
it?
Is what they were going for. But.
Yeah. And then I just loop this until it's over.
This makes me feel nauseous. I feel like I'm at the fair.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in grade 7 all over again. Now here, this is mine. I'm also on the weekend train. This is a great song.
One. Yeah, yeah. If the weekend's not on your sex playlist.
Yeah, yeah, really. What are you doing?
He makes sex playlists. He is the one.
Yeah. I think that's what his goal was, actually, when he started out in Scarborough, was to make sex playlists only. Now, Jax.
Well, I have another artist from the GTA online.
It's Drake. It's definitely Drake. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it Drake?
Or it's Shawn Mendes.
Did you get my email?
Oh, yeah. I got your email. None of these. No. Oh!
All right.
This song is hot. I also just found out that this song is now 10 years old, which
didn't
makes me
need
so
to hear that.
Yeah.
God,
right,
really?
10 years. Yeah, it came out November 10th, 2010.
I was doing evenings at 99.9 Virgin Radio at
this
that point.
This song is so hot.
Wow.
Hang on.
I heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth.
Sing it, Jack.
There you go.
Hey.
I'm trying to work it out.
I'm trying to figure out.
I love that. It's, I don't know. There's something like...
How do we make it so that they can be friends again and make songs? Because
I don't want them to be friends.
You don't want them to be friends.
I want them to get married.
They're not going
to
get married.
Okay.
She's not into him.
Yeah. I don't know how many times he needs to learn that lesson.
He knows. But...
And it's like The Notebook where he built this big, beautiful house and he's just waiting for her.
I wrote you 365 songs.
He's waiting in his castle for her.
He's it's on the true. Bridal path like, what do you want?
Yeah, it's not
what
that
do you
simple.
Want?
She's posting pictures from her Fenty line.
All right, now.
Oh, I love
it. 416-872-9999 or 999-999 text. When we come back, we're going to go through a full Virgin Mornings Cess playlist. Ooh.
want to say it like that, though.
Cess. Like gold. Stop Loud Luxury it. And Frank Walker. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So it seems that, despite this article I came across, that most people are pro-sex clueless.
Yes, absolutely.
I've never actually had one, but I know that there are, like, I was looking up, I think there's Makeout Jams on, Jams with a Z, by the way, on Spotify.
Hell yeah.
So there's lots of good songs on there if you're looking for one tonight. Yeah. However, we thought we would put one together right now. And I would like to start with this text message. And then, TJ, I want you to read the rest of it. Because for some reason, every time somebody brings this up, somebody thinks this is sexy. Is this song?
Yeah, that's hot. No,
this isn't hot anymore.
No, it is hot. It's
it's been overplayed.
It's been overplayed.
Well, that's what makes it not hot, though.
Yeah. No, it's still sexy.
Jax, are you telling me that you wouldn't laugh hysterically at the person who...
I'd laugh hysterically. Yeah,
I'd be like, you cannot be serious. No way.
Laughing's fun.
You'd still laugh, though.
I don't know. The last time someone laughed and I was standing naked in front of them, it didn't feel very good.
Okay. Fair.
Usher, Climax.
Ooh. Oh, I see. We disagree because, Adam, you don't like this song. I love this song.
This one I don't get. Like, I never understood what the big deal was. Why?
Because the build there, like, it's the production. It's so hot.
It's for Diplo?
I think Diplo produced it right here, right here.
Oh, yeah, that's hot. Yeah.
Not getting it.
No, you're wrong on that one.
That's so hot.
I'm
gonna be wrong with that.
It's like very airy, dreamy EDM-ish. Yeah.
Do you guys want some more Drake on the list?
Yes. Sure.
Drake Practice.
Oh, Drake's Practice is so sad. A lot of Drake's music is sexy as well.
So, okay, this song, before we play it, just I want to ask you, how, like, from that album, that era, that whole album is good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like, is this like the top song on the album, or... Because we're talking about, I mean, this was a big, big song, so.
They will practice, yeah.
That's up there.
I like when it's so sultry when he sings like that.
Okay, this one could be odd, but I want you to just accept it, okay?
Okay.
Miley Cyrus, Adore You.
Okay. All right, let me play it. And I actually agree with you on this one. It's a big song.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't Night After the Bar.
No.
But this is like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You know? I just tucked a flower behind your ear.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know, I moisturize my face for the evening. Like, I'm ready.
Why do you look at me when you talk?
Because
you always look me directly in the eyes.
Because I want you to know
when
what I'm about.
When you talk about sex, and I don't know why.
You have kind eyes.
All right.
It's really funny. I have to say, looking her directly in the eyes is incredible. Okay, and the last one.
I don't blink either. I get really dry.
TJ, next one.
Last one here from the 905. Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is. It's me.
I feel like I can get behind this one. You know?
No. Hey, no. This is ridiculous. Whoever texted this in, take this off your playlist now.
It's like sports sex.
Yeah. Let's watch the game after.
Inside out. I'm just thinking, like, if this came on, it would be like, you know, you have those funny moments where, like, you're both in bed and you both, like, belly laugh.
Yes.
If that came on, it would be very funny, right? It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Today, Ontario is going to be announcing its reopening plans for the regions that are still on their stay-at-home order. This is Toronto, York Region, Peel Region, and North Bay Parry Sound. So we're going to know what's going on in just a little bit here, and we'll keep you posted on that. Science has figured out why one funky experience can put you off a single food for life. Using sugar-loving snails as models, researchers believe these bad experiences could be causing a switch in their brains,
so cute,
which impacts our future eating habits. Mm. So they train these snails to associate sugar with a negative experience and gentle tap on the head, and found the negative experiences were actually causing a switch in their little snail brains. So this study basically says that we are equivalent to snails.
We have little snail brains.
We did it, guys. We really did it. A Toronto sleep expert has the secret to stop you from doom scrolling on your phone all night because you're having a hard time sleeping. It's been no secret that during the pandemic, people have been having a harder time going to bed.
Yeah.
And Lam, again, the founder and lead expert at Goodnight Sleep site, said that there's a few tips that she has to help you get over that. Number one, avoid the news right before bed, as the headlines can be very stress-inducing, which, of course, will prevent you from falling asleep. Another one, too, that you hear this quite often is disconnecting from your phone, like maybe putting your phone down, your electronics down, an hour before bed. Good luck with that, but that's something that you can do. And also encourages people to create a sleep sanctuary, keeping things really cold. I believe 18 degrees is where they say you should kind of be.
That's right, yeah.
Super dark as well. Helps your body sleep. So basically throw your phone in the lake.
I can't quit it.
I know. Hour before bed? Yeah. Who do you think I am? The Pope? Like, really?
Like, my
stuff to look at.
My girlfriend stays at my house most nights, but when she's not there, like, I'm in the depths of the net until the middle of the night and I can't stop. It's TikTok, man. It's TikTok.
My girlfriend just discovered TikTok, and now it's...
Oh, man. Yeah. I'll, you know, the thing I'll say with TikTok, though, is you can waste about 20 minutes on it each time you open it.
Yeah.
But after about the fourth video, it's they line up the best videos at the top, and then you're like, yeah, these aren't that good anymore.
I don't know where you're looking, but I can't stop for hours, man.
Really?
My feed's great.
Yeah.
Your feed is dark.
Yeah, your feed is
not great. Yeah. It's dark. We see the videos you send us. They're awesome. Dark.
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Weird.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Would you leave Toronto?
No.
If you did, you could still take us with you on the iHeartRadio app.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we have our podcast that's available, which you can watch, because we have everything on video. 99.9virginradio.ca. So don't leave us. But if you decide, hey, you know what? I want to get outside of Toronto. I want to pay less for a house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First off, what you need to know is the real estate market out on the edges of Toronto is now red, piping hot.
It's wild.
And just when you think it's going to get better,
it
doesn't.
But there is an organization in London, Ontario, which has started a website called DontTellToronto.ca.
Too late.
And they are saying, you know what, you should move to London. And I wanted to run their pitch by you to see if you would.
Okay.
So you've been to London, Ontario, right?
Yeah, of course.
Have you not? Have you?
No, I have. Okay. Yeah.
You have? Jax, have you?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Oh, you have been.
Why did.
Why were you down there?
I was seeing. I was hooking up with a girl in London for a hot minute, and the drive's not that bad.
No, it's not. And I went for a hockey tournament. I think that was the last time I was there.
A hockey tournament.
Okay, so.
Yeah, me too.
So DontTellToronto.ca said, look, we love Toronto too. It has lots of great people, but let's face it, it's tough out there. Tough to find affordable living. Tough to find a bit of green space. Tough to find parking when you need it. We know it stinks because there's a pandemic and there's nowhere to go. That's why we wanted to put a bug in your ear about London. Now, some facts about London, okay?
It's beautiful.
London has 356 parks.
Wow.
A citywide trail system for biking.
Okay, cool.
Approximately 7 million trees.
It's not enough trees.
Okay.
I want 8 million.
Stop it.
And they said that's a very green space. London has a population density of 178.1 persons per square kilometer,
mm-hmm.
compared to Toronto's 4,149 per square kilometer.
It is somewhat dense here.
Yes.
Yeah. And then they go on to say there's some space. And if you're interested in working in London, you can message them and say, hey, would you like to come and live here and work here and own a house here?
Isn't the housing market not that fast? Like, it's going up and up and up because
going
so many
up
people,
everywhere. Yeah, it is. The other thing is that you got to keep in mind is that, like, when you move, like, everybody is not seeing their friends right now.
Yeah.
And I actually have a friend who's a lawyer, and she's an employment lawyer. And I said, listen, so if you leave and you're working from home, can your employer compel you to go back to work? And she said, yes, absolutely. Yeah. When COVID is over, yes. She said, I don't know. That's the part I don't understand.
Because people are just taking off.
Well, they're bouncing. Yeah. I have one who's a producer on a major television show in this country.
Yeah.
She and her husband moved to PEI.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this a couple. And I said, like, Mayor, how are you going to be a producer in PEI? And she said, once this is over, and she's like, I don't know, it's a bridge I'll cross when I get there.
Wow.
Because they wanted to own a house.
I don't know, man. PEI is pretty lucrative. Like,
pretty gorgeous.
It pulls you.
Yeah, if you want to live somewhere pretty spectacular, PEI is a good spot.
But Toronto's so wonderful.
This is the thing. When COVID is over and it's summer, because Toronto is.
There's nothing like it.
Yep.
Best city in the world. Yeah.
There is nothing like Toronto in the summertime. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to come back.
Yeah.
Well.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A heads up, this will be weird. Not something you normally want to hear from somebody, but I think you deserve the heads up on this. Because the majority of people in the world apparently kiss their dog more than their significant other.
Okay.
It's weird.
On the mouth?
I don't. They didn't really get into the specifics of it.
So they didn't say no.
They didn't say no, but they didn't say yes. I know some people do.
Not no.
And I wouldn't. I have two dogs. I would never kiss them on the mouth.
Yeah, for sure.
Jax.
Stop.
Okay, now this is where we're going to talk to Jax's people in just a second here. Because let's be honest here. There are normal dog owners. I would count myself as a normal dog owner, where the dog is a member of the family, but the dog member of the family. And then there are the owners like Jax, who is like, no, they're literal children.
He's my tiny son.
Which they're not. And they're not. But you can't tell them that because then they get mad at you. Irrationally mad. You see these people at the dog park often. They just sit there and they...
My Frenchie is my life.
They're at the dog park. They're talking about their dogs and they're dog talking. That's what they're doing. Now, some more stats that are going to freak you out a little bit here with dog owners.
Okay, no. Yeah, keep going.
72% would put themselves in danger to save their dog. Okay, well, I would do that. I love my dogs.
Would you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
They're a mess, but
not
I love
sure
them.
I'm sure if I believe that.
Number two, 61% like their dog more than some or most of the people they know.
100%.
I think that's fair.
Some people suck.
Yeah, some people do suck. I don't hate that either. 47% have canceled plans to stay in with their dog. I have not done that.
Jax?
Reggie is sensitive. Sensitive sometimes. And when I'm nervous about his health or if he got into something, I will stay home instead of going out to protect him.
34% will let their dog hang out with them when they're sitting on the toilet.
Jax.
Oh my God, that's you.
Jax.
No, Jax.
Boundaries.
Why?
He's always there.
He doesn't have to be, though.
I know, but he'll scratch.
May I ask a question?
Okay.
Even when I'm in the bath.
Where do you put the dog when you're having intimate times?
When I'm having sex, he's not in there. He has to go.
See, during sex, I don't care. Yeah.
Really?
Whatever.
You're an animal.
When I'm having sex.
They don't know what they're
seeing. Reggie is not invited because, like, as you know, he is a Pomeranian and he just stares.
He shakes.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one, 13% will let their dog drink from the same glass of water.
I had it.
Oh. Are you the 13%? Hang on, TJ.
My water is not often on the ground. However, if it was, and he's thirsty, have a sip, my love.
Are you going to drink it afterwards?
I probably.
Oh, so gross, man.
He's so little.
No, that doesn't matter.
Isn't that a stat?
He's got stinky breath.
He does.
Okay, so TJ, what were you going to say?
Don't you dare.
I dated a girl, and her family had this little dog. It was a Jack Russell pug.
Oh, boy. That's quite the mix.
It was quite the mix.
I didn't mean to say you.
And
sorry.
They used to drink. They had, like, lattes or whatever, and then the glass would still have the foam in it, and, like, her mom used to let it get halfway, and then she would feed the dog the like, foamed milk from the cup, and he would stare at me, and his little tongue would hit the glass, and it would make a really gross, like, sound. And then she would drink the rest of the latte.
A puppuccino.
And things didn't work out with her.
Yeah, I wonder why. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's too far for sure.
Honestly, when I'm taking my dogs to the park, you can tell, like, the dog people circle, because there's always the dog people circle, and they're talking about the coats that their dogs wear and what kind of kibble they feed them and stuff like that. And they're always very welcome. They're like, hey, you want to come talk dogs with us? And then I'm like, I'm on the phone. Just my headphones in. Just trying to stay away. Now, I do want to ask this, because these are dog people on the survey, right? Yeah. And I know that there are crazy dog people like Jax, and then there are normal dog people like me, and I just want to know what there's more of. And how we're going to decide this, and TJ, you're a stepdad dog.
Yeah, my girlfriend has a dog, so I'm a stepdad.
Okay.
Stepdog dad.
So it says the majority of people kiss their dog more than their significant other.
Mm.
This is with crazy dog people who went on a survey online and filled it out. I want to know if normal people. So we're going to do a little scientific survey here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you actually ready, though, for a scientific survey?
Yes.
Now, I want you to be, but I can't.
Are you ready, or are you stalling for time?
Because I'm stalling for time. So, we're going to take the next 5 calls and texts in the order that they appear.
Okay.
And we will make the decision for the entire city of Toronto, because it's very scientific, whether or not the majority of people kiss their dog more than their significant other.
Okay.
Okay.
I see.
You are a dog person. You have a dog. Do you kiss that dog more or less than your significant other? That's what we need to know at 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Are you more Jax or are you more, I don't know, me and TJ? At least on this one. It's Virgin Radio. Benny Blanc.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Question.
Do you kiss your dog more than you kiss your partner? Recent survey says yes, but I figured it's an online survey and crazy dog people, and there are, listen, I own two dogs, but they're crazy dog people are their own breed, so to speak. Crazy dog people would have been the ones entering this, right? So I wanted to ask, like, a real subsection of the city, is this really true? I don't think it is. I certainly don't. I love my dogs. Actually, well, I guess I do because I don't have a partner. So it's sort of like no one else to guess.
Just you guys.
Producer Jesse, who do we have on the line here?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Okay, so we're going to take the first five calls and texts, starting with Evelyn.
Okay.
And that is how we will decide. Evelyn, good morning. What do you think?
Hi.
Hi. Are you in the camp that kisses their dog more or less than
Definitely
their partner?
More.
Okay,
Definitely.
So that's one for Team Jax here.
Wow.
And how does your partner feel about that?
I think they're fine with it, but I honestly want to even go further to say that it's not even just my dog that I kiss more, but like any dog I meet. I'm fine with totally slobbering it up with anybody's dog all the time.
It takes a village.
Next call. What's the name? What's your name?
Hi, Taylor.
Taylor. Okay. So, do you kiss your dog more or less than your partner?
I definitely kiss him more. And I wanted to say that I thought I was a normal dog person until I agreed with everything Jax was saying. Except for the glass. That's my line.
Yeah.
Cool. Me too.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Taylor.
Good morning, Virgin Radio. Your name?
Antoinette.
Do you kiss your dog more or less?
Absolutely more.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Man, dogs are running away with it.
Yeah. Okay,
we got to start wearing dog costumes.
Mine wears a costume as well.
Oh, my God.
In regards to the dog in the bathroom, I live in a bungalow, and once I get home, she follows me wherever I go.
Right.
And I go to the bathroom. Well, with me going to the bathroom, she has learned to do her business when I'm working extremely long hours in the shower.
She pees in the shower.
She pees and poos in the shower if I'm out of the house for like 13 hours.
Now, this is why I don't join dog conversations at the park.
That's okay. Everybody's safe.
I gotta be honest. I disagree with the fact that that's okay.
No,
but
I just
know,
I don't.
You do you. It's
I
your
don't
bathroom.
Know what to say, Antoinette.
You didn't leave Jax very much room, Antoinette. You're very funny though. Thank you for your call.
Love you, honey.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Good morning, Virgin Radio. Your name is
Adriana.
Yay! All right. So, do you kiss your dog more or less than your partner?
I am Team Jax. I happily kiss it more.
Okay. What's your dog's name?
Kobe.
Kobe.
Oh, cute.
And how does your partner feel that you like to kiss it up more with Kobe than them?
I think that he also kisses my dog more than he kisses me.
Oh,
so.
A love triangle. You guys are basically a throuple.
Let's not get into that.
Too late.
Thanks so much.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
We have room for one text message. I feel like this is going to be a clean sweep.
It was a clean sweep. I literally shower myself with my dog's kisses. 100% love him more than my significant other. Way easier to train, yet both very food-driven.
Interesting.
Pass me the bell now. Do it.
There you go.
Pass me the bell.
Give me the bell.
I win.
You won this, but do you win?
Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
You're going to have
sorry.
To get you treated for worms.
Gotta go.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.